Good morning, and God is good all the time.
早，神是永远是那么好的。
I have sensed this morning an extra passion in our service of worship together.
我今天我看见了，我们中间有很大很大在中间那么大的热心在这个灵在我们中间。
This morning we're going to talk about a subject that we are all well aware of, and that is prayer.
今天我们要讲我们的题目是祷告。
I've been a Christian for a lot of years, and I've heard many messages concerning prayer.
我成为基督徒多少年了，而且听了不知道多少的讲道关于祷告。
But I confess to you that I need to be reminded again and again of the importance of us as Christians praying.
所以我今天愿意在你们面前讲一个老实话，我神实在是要一次一次提醒我们关于祷告。
Let me ask you a series of questions.
让我问你一个比较严肃的问题。
Do you believe that God answers prayer?
你相信神答应我们的祷告吗？
Do you believe that God can still part the Red Sea?
你相信神把红海分开吗？
That God can still heal the sick?
神仍然能够医治病人吗？
That he can cause the blind to see.
他能够使瞎子看见吗？
Cause the lame to walk.
可以使瘸子走路吗？
And cause the most hardened hearts to change.
可以使那些最心硬的人能够感动他来信耶稣。
Do you believe that God can still turn people like Saul into someone like the Apostle Paul?
你相信神能够使新约里面的那个扫罗能够变成保罗吗？
You know what? I sure do.
你知道吗？我们的讲员他说他相信。
And I want my life to be a reflection of the power of God.
我希望讲员说他希望他的生命中间能够把这个整个神的大能能够反照出来。
A God who not only can answer prayer, but who does answer prayer.
一个神不单单他能够回答答应我们的要求，而且他实在是能做到能够我们的这个祷告。
So let's talk about why we should pray.
让我们现在来讲我们为什么要祷告。
And how we should pray.
而且我们要怎么样来祷告。
I have three simple points this morning.
我今天只有三个重点。
The first one is why should we pray?
第一个是我们为什么要祷告。
Prayer is a spiritual breathing.
祷告是属灵的呼吸。
If you stop breathing, you stop living.
假如你不呼吸的话，你就不能活了。
Prayer is basically our spiritual breath.
这个基本上这个祷告就是我们属灵的呼吸。
It's how we stay connected to God.
这是让我们怎么样子跟神能够联系起来。
It's how we talk to Him and how He leads us and how we respond to Him.
然后这个我们要怎么样子跟他讲话，然后他怎么样带领我们，然后我们怎么样子对神要求我们的回应。
The New Testament teaches that prayer isn't just something we do occasionally.
新约圣经告诉我们说，祷告不是说我们是偶尔去做做样子去祷告祷告。
It's something that we do continually.
祷告需要我们经常不断的祷告。
The passage of scripture that we just read, the 17th verse, reminds us to pray without ceasing.
这个我们在这个我们的圣经上来讲说，第一帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十二到二十中间的十七节，这里讲到说我们要不住的祷告。
You can pray because you want to pray or because you need to pray.
你祷告的时候，因为你这个你喜欢去祷告，或者是你有需要去祷告。
But if you don't pray, your soul will never be healthy.
假如你不祷告的话，你的灵魂不会那么的健康。
The 19th century British preacher Charles Spurgeon once noted.
这个十九世纪的传道人斯布珍讲道。
You don't expect a plant to grow without air and water.
你不会想到一个植物没有阳光、没有这个水的时候能够长得很好。
How can you then expect your heart to grow without prayer?
那你怎么能够相信一个基督的心能够长得很好？
When Jesus,
如果没有祷告的话。
When Jesus walked on the earth,
当耶稣在世界上行走的时候，
He was God.
他是神。
If anyone had an excuse not to pray, it was Jesus.
假如说任何一个在世界上行走的人不需要祷告的话，就是耶稣基督不需要祷告。
He already had everything that he needed.
因为耶稣已经拥有全宇宙所有。
All the power and provision in the world.
所有的这个全能，所有的需要的要求的都全部有了。
Yet the Gospels note that Jesus often withdrew to a lonely place to pray.
而且在新约圣经上，你看看，不知道多少是说耶稣退下来，又到安静的地方去祷告。
Prayer is how God changes us.
祷告就是神来怎么样改变我们。
But it's also how He changes the world.
而且他也改变整个的世界。
Remember the story of Nehemiah?
你们记不记得这个尼希米记？
When he started praying, the world started changing.
当这个他祷告的时候，这个世界就改变了。
Maybe this world is crazier and crazier because the church prays less and less.
你知道吗？今天这个世界上越来越疯狂，越来越疯狂。为什么？因为教会之的祷告是越来越少，越来越少，越来越少。
Jesus told us we should pray.
耶稣基督告诉我们说，我们要不住的祷告。
Remember what he said in one of the Gospels?
在这个四个圣经里面，福音书里面，他讲怎么说？
When you pray.
当你祷告。
Notice the word when.
讲到说，当这个字，当你祷告 ，when.
He didn't say if you pray.
他没有说假如你祷告的时候。
He said, "When you pray."
他说，当你祷告的时候。
If you're a Christian,
假如你是基督徒，
you ought to be a praying person.
你应该是一个祷告的人。
Let's look at a second point. How should we pray?
第二点，我们应该怎么样祷告？
The Bible says we should pray with faith.
这个圣经上告诉我们说，我们祷告要有信心。
We often pray because we hope something will happen.
我们祷告说，哦，希望有什么事情可以发生了。
But in Hebrews, we're reminded.
在希伯来书告诉我们说。
Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
信是所我们所相信的是所望之事的实底。
Jesus told us, if you believe.You will receive.
假如圣经耶稣跟我们讲说，假如你信，你就知道神有会成。
Brothers and sisters, with all of the energy that I have this morning, I want to say to you, God answers all of our prayers.
弟兄姐妹，我把我所有心中所有的力量都告诉你，今天要讲一句话，就是说神答应我们的祷告。
Sometimes He says yes.
有的时候他的答应是是。
Sometimes he says no.
有的时候他的答回应不是。
And sometimes he says not now.
有的时候他跟着说不是现在。
But rest assured, he is listening and he is answering.
我告诉你，你可以千真万确知道神是答应我们的祷告。
He is expecting us to pray, believing that God can do anything.
神要我们相信，要去祷告。神要我们相信，他能够做任何事情。
When we pray,
当我们祷告，
faith isn't about what we get from God; it's about what we think of God.
不是说我们祷告是要从神那里拿到什么东西，而是要说我们要。怎么样子向神跟他有交通？
And every time you pray,
每一次你祷告的时候，
you need to believe that with God, all things are possible.
你要晓得说，在神没有难成事情，任何事情在他都可以发生。
Our encouragement is to pray in the morning, in the evening, and every moment in between.
我们整个的这个要鼓励我们大家说，我们要早上祷告，晚上祷告，任何时间都在祷告。
Jesus gives us a lot of practical advice about prayer.
耶稣基督给我们很多很多这个实际的例子。
And he also gave us in the Bible examples of his own life.
而且他耶稣基督也为他自己给我们做出很好的见证。
Do you remember in the Gospels it tells us that very early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house.
你知道吗？圣经上常常讲说早上在天还没有亮光其实耶稣已经起来了就离开了他的房子。
And went out to a place of where he could pray.
然后就到一个地方他自己去向神父神祷告。
The Bible indicates that Jesus began each day with prayer.
而圣经上给我们讲得很清楚，耶稣基督在世界上的每天一开始他的一天的生活就是先开始祷告。
Jesus told us when you pray, go into your room and close the door.
耶稣基督告诉说，当你祷告的时候，你走到你的内室，然后把门关起来。
Jesus knew that distraction was the enemy of prayer.
耶稣知道所有的世界上的搅扰是我们防止我们祷告的事。
2,000 years ago, he advised us to look out of, to lock out the world.
所以在2000年前他告诉我们说我们把房门关起来，把世界关在外面，在我们祷告的时候。
The New York Daily News published a very interesting article.
纽约Daily News 在发表了一个文章。
In May, it was based on a study conducted by Microsoft.
这可能是那个微软在那做的一个研究。
The conclusion is a bit funny, but it's very tragic as well.
那个这个结论是好像是可能有一点很悲伤，但是这是一个事实。
The research said that Americans now have attention span less than a goldfish.
这个研究的结果说，我们对事情的这个 attention span 是对我们那个集中力是比一个金鱼的集中力还要少。
The research says our attention span has decreased by 4 seconds since the year 2000.
从2000年以来，我们的集中力已经减少到4秒钟了。
Jesus' advice is good in the 21st century.
这个，但是耶稣基督的教训是在我们21世纪仍然是那么真实的。
If you don't shut out the world when you pray,
假如你不把世界关到外面去的话，当你祷告的时候，
you have a hard time opening your hearts to God.
你就很难把你的心向神打开。
Many years ago, a person introduced me to a simple way to remember and to start my prayers.
很多年前，有一个人告诉我，劝我怎么样子把我心打开来向神祷告。
They said, think of the word acts, A-C-T-S.
想到这个使徒行传 ,act, 不是啊，就是想到我们要去实行 A-C-T-S.
The word, or the letter A stands for adoration.
A 就是 adoration, 就是我们要向神去敬拜。
When you pray, give God praise.
我们一开始就要向神这个赞美他。
The C stands for confession.
这个 C 是就是说我们一定要向神认罪。
Confess your sins.
然后向神面对神把我们罪认出来。
The T stands for thanksgiving.
那个 T 就是说感谢 thanksgiving 感谢。
Thank God for his provisions.
谢谢神给我们这一切的丰盛的需用。
And the S stands for supplication.
那个 S 就是再更深的去向他祈求。
Bring God your requests.
然后把你的所有的需要要求带到神那里。
This has helped me immensely through my years of growing and praying.
这个多少年来帮助我在主里面的这个成长。
At the end of the service this morning, Linda's going to pass one of these bookmarks out with you with the acrostic X on it that each of you can have as a reminder when you pray to do the four things we just suggested.
当今天这个聚会完的时候 ,Linda 要给每一个人有这个书签给你们讲上面写着 ACTS, 教我们怎么祷告。
The Bible says we're to pray honestly and authentically.
圣经上说告诉我们要用心灵和诚实去祷告。
Brothers and sisters, you can be honest with God.
弟兄姐妹，我们对神祷告的时候，一定要是很真真实实到神面前。
You can boldly walk into the throne of grace and find help in your time of need.
你在你这个有需要的时候，你可以毫无这个坦然无惧到神的面前向他祷告。
When you pray, speak up what is on your mind.
当你祷告的时候，就去向神直接跟他讲，用普通的话语向他讲。
Prayer is a safe place.
祷告的时候是给这个最安全的地方。
A man is what he is on his knees before God and nothing more.
你知道，在神面前，你的两个膝盖跪在神面前的时候，就是你的最真实的自己。
My third point, will you pray more? It's a question.
我的第三个点，重点在这里，就是说，你会向神做更多的祷告吗？
Ian Bounds made this statement.
他做了这个宣称。
Our praying needs to be pressed and pursued with energy that never tires.
我们的祷告是应该是要有从心里面很迫切的向神祷告，而且绝对不会觉得疲乏。
A persistence which will not be denied.
而且我们在神面前那种一直一直不放弃的祷告，神绝对不会否定我们的祷告。
And a courage that never fails.
而且我们的这个给我们的鼓励是绝对不会使我们失望的。
Do you remember the words of Jesus in the gospel?
你记得在这个福音里面耶稣基督讲的话吗？
Ask and it will be given to you.
你向这个向神要求什么，神就会给你。
Seek and you will find.
寻找神，神就会给你找到。
Knock and the door will be open to you.
叩门的就会给你开门。
Brothers and sisters, prayer is a blessing.
弟兄姐妹们，祷告实在是一个祝福。
Prayer is God's way of performing miracles.
祷告是神要彰显他的神迹的一个方法。
It's God's way of changing the world.
是神要改变这个世界的一个方法。
None of this happens if prayer isn't a priority.
假如我们不把这个祷告当作最重要的一个在我们生命中的话，没有事情可能我们能够发生在我们身上。
Over my years with you, I have talked to you about my mother coming to live with us 11 years ago.
我在前几年，就是说在11年前，我的妈妈来搬到跟回来跟我们住在一起。
Her dream for the last 11 years is that God would call her home.
她的对一个梦想，就是说在过去的11年，就是说神随时随地就要给她召回到天家去了。
She wanted to be with Jesus.
她很愿意，很高兴，随时去见耶稣。
And I had to remind her again and again.That Jesus knew the days of her years.
我就常常跟他提醒他说，你知道吗？你的日子，我常常听见说，你的日子是在神耶稣基督的手里。
Two and a half weeks ago, I put Mom in hospice.
两个半礼拜前，我把我的妈妈放在 hospice 是最后安宁。安宁病房去让他有特别的医护。
On Monday, Brother Ron called me to ask me what my sermon title was for today.
礼拜一啊、然后再打电话给 Pastor J 说他啊、今天要讲的题目是什么。
Little did I know the significance of what God had laid on my heart to preach this morning.
啊，那个时候我实在不晓得大神为什么要把这个题目放在我心里。
I needed to be reminded of the things that I have shared with you.
我需要神来时时提醒我要怎么样子来跟从前到现在怎么样跟你分享神的话语。
On Friday, while I was sitting at the bedside of my mother,
当礼拜啊五我在啊我妈妈的病床啊在这个房间里面的时候
，My mom started to pray.
我的妈妈开始祷告。
She began to pray for myself and my sister, all of the grandkids and the other family members.
她为 Pastor J 祷告 ，Pastor 姐妹祷告，还有为她的那些啊所有那些孙子们、儿子们祷告。
I asked her why she was taking the time to begin to pray for each and every one.
我就问她说：“你为什么要为我们在家里面每个人开始祷告了呢？”
And my mom said, "Because Jesus told me I should do that."
啊，妈妈告诉我说，耶稣基督告诉我，我应该为你们每一个人祷告。
Then mom started to pray for some friends that she has known through the past years of her life.
啊，妈妈又为她的那些朋友，这年来她认得的这些朋友们祷告。
I sat there and I listened carefully as she said, "You can stand up now and fold your hands and accept Jesus, and I'm going to lead you in prayer."
啊，当我在那里听我妈妈祷告的时候，啊，妈妈就跟我说，你可以站起来，把你手放上，我可以带你祷告。
And then mom said to me.As I was leaving, she said, "Jesus is going to come for me tomorrow morning."
她妈妈就跟她说，你知道吗？明天早上耶稣要来接我。
Little did I know the meaning of what had just taken place.
我不晓得她在说什么的，到底什么意思。
But mom had found peace and comfort in praying.
至少我知道，妈妈知道，借着祷告。他可以得到平安喜乐。
Yesterday morning when I went to visit mom, I found her in a deep sleep or in a coma. I'm not really sure.
昨天早上我去看她的时候，我发现我的妈妈睡得很沉很沉，她是已经在那个 coma 状态，昏迷状态。
Not another word has been spoken.
我就没有再听到她。讲任何的话
and I have no idea what today or tomorrow will bring.
我不晓得今天或者明天会把我妈妈带到什么地步。
But I simply say to you, brothers and sisters, the reason I share that with you is not because I have a heavy heart, but because I have peace.
弟兄姐妹，我今天跟你们讲的不是因为我的心情很沉重，而是。我跟你讲这些话，使我在里面有很大很大的平安。
Simply because we have a God who hears and answers our prayer.
这么简单，就是我们有一个神，是他能够听我们每一个祷告的声。
11 years ago, Mom told me that she had a dream that she wanted to go home and be with Jesus.
11年前，妈妈就告诉我，她希望。能够跟耶稣基督在一起。
For 11 years, I've watched and prayed with her.
我跟妈妈一起祷告，从她到我们家来的时候已经11年了。
And now the dream's about to come true.
大概妈妈的梦想可能要实现了。
God is good all the time.
神是那么好，任何时间神是一个好的神。
Listen to the quote from C.S. Lewis as I conclude.
我有一个从 C.S. Lewis 这里，我有有一个选下来的几句话。
God whispers to us in our pleasure.
神在我们快乐的时候，他是在微小的声音在跟我们讲话。
Speaks to us in our consciousness.
给我们，他给我们讲话，在我们神志清楚的时候。
But shouts in our pain.
他神在我们痛苦的时候，他是大声的在给我们讲话。
Amen.
Amen.
主借着他的仆人提醒我们要不住地祷告。